Oh, really high up today. A little extra height. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are so glad you found your way to this worshiping community. There, your bulletin has some great announcements, so don't forget to look over those. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship to receive any questions. We have an amazing worship experience for you all today. We'll get to welcoming our guests in just a few moments. We have a few announcements before we begin. First, I want to say thank you for welcoming back. It's been good to see you, and I don't want to offend anyone when I run out of here after worship. I know many times I've seen folks in the grocery store and said, "Hey, I missed you at church on Sunday," and you get that kind of sheepish look on your face. Well, my grandkid or my child's baseball game, soccer game, and we had to miss church. So today I am standing in solidarity with you. Nora has her gymnastics meet, and I have to run out the door and try to get there by 11:05. So thank you for your grace in that. Few other announcements as we begin this morning. Roy, don't fall off the step here.
Summer music sign-up. Good news, bad news about that. The good news is that there are lots of spots available for anyone who'd be interested in helping us out. The bad news is, like, one of them is next week. Thank you for all your support of the choir throughout the year. And now as we go into the summer months, we look forward to other ways in which, as a community, we can celebrate music in the life of the church. We look forward to anybody who's interested checking out that sign-up sheet in the kiosk. Just make sure that your number or your email address is there when you sign up back in the kiosk. Thank you.
Do you want me just to turn it for you? How about that?
I don't need any help. today and next Sunday are the last two Sundays to sign up for the Red Wings event. On the 15th, Friday the 15th. As of this morning, we have 52 people, so I do expect a few more. I get a lot of maybes and then last minutes and so on and so forth. So come on out. This will be a great event.
The extra height this morning is just a reminder for anyone who has never signed up to be a liturgist because you feel like you wouldn't quite be tall enough. We are very accommodating, so just don't let these things get in the way. All right, so Tom Ward is going to introduce our guests for this morning.
Buenos dias. Bienvenidos. How's that? Not good. Today is a day of historical significance in the life of our church. Today is a day of changing how we do mission work internationally. Today is a day that will live in infamy. I think somebody already used that line, but sounded good. But by having our brothers and sisters from Rabinal, Guatemala, and from Albuquerque, New Mexico, join us here in Rochester is a monumental thing. Instead of us going there to do things for them, we go there and we do things with them. And as a partner in the effort to reestablish their identities after nearly 40 years of a horrific civil war. And by having their presence here with us today, solidifies and consummates that partnership even more. They are able to experience our culture, and you can get to know more about them and their ancient and proud culture. And you're going to actually get to see the work that we are doing with them in Rabinal region of their beautiful country. But most importantly, this day has been made possible by your commitment, your dedication, your donations, and your love and your compassion for your fellow man and woman. And without that, none of this would have been possible. And the grants we received from the Presbytery of Genesee Valley, it was also a huge help, and it is from your pledges that those funds were made available. We also received a generous grant from the First Unitarian Church in Rochester this year to help help us support bringing them here to Rochester. And that just helps us to recognize that we are just one big family. So at this time, I would like to present our guests to you, and I'm going to ask them each to introduce themselves and tell just a little bit about what they do in Quetzalcoatlum in Guatemala. And afterwards, we'd like to invite you down to the fellowship hall where it is air-conditioned. We have a beautiful cake, and I know you Presbyterians love your cake. And then they're going to do a little demonstration about the nutritional work that they're doing with the children in Guatemala and these rural communities. And so come down there and learn more about the work that you're helping to support. And I also want to take this opportunity to invite you to come with us next year at this time when we go to Guatemala. So with that, I'd like to introduce Sarah Montgomery. Sarah Montgomery is the director and founder of the Garden's Edge. And she'll introduce call everybody else up. Thanks.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm Sarah Montgomery. I'm from New Mexico, and I've been working many, many years with these communities in Guatemala. I'm very happy to be here today and to introduce our friends that are here from the Quetzalcoatlum Association.
Hi, my name is Rosalia Sigcho, and I am from Guatemala. I am the director of the Quetzalcoatlum Association, and I'm so happy to be here, and thank you.
Buenos días a todos. Mi nombre es Damaris Valey. Soy promotora de nutrición en la Asociación Quetzalcoatlum. Trabajamos en 5 comunidades con 94 niños y estoy muy feliz de estar acá con ustedes. Muchas gracias.
Good morning. My name is Damaris Valey. I am from the Quetzalcoatlum Association in Guatemala. I work in 5 different villages as a nutrition promoter, and we work with 93 children doing their nutrition assessments each month.
Hola a todos y todas. My name is José Miguel Gómez. I am from Guatemala City. I was a big admirer of the work that Quetzalcoatlum does. So then I start to work with them, and now I coordinate the nutrition and health program. And I'm very happy to be here. Thanks.
Buenos días a todos y a todas. Mi nombre es Ever Cortés. Soy promotor de nutrición en la Asociación Quetzalcoatlum y gracias por invitarnos a estar presentes acá en su iglesia y pues me siento muy feliz de compartir esto con ustedes. Gracias.
Good morning. My name is Ever Cortés. I am so happy to be here with you all this morning to be able to share the work that we're doing in Guatemala. I am also a nutrition promoter for the Quetzalcoatlum Association.
Thank you.
Welcome. We're so glad that you all are here. Now let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God.
Thank you. Please stand for the call to worship. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. When we recall the wonders of God's creation,
we rejoice in the awesome
complexity
of it all.
Lord, you have brought us up from fear to hope.
Let us
worship. Thank you.
Amen. Let us join our voices together for the prayer of confession. Merciful Lord, we know that you want the best for us. It must really disappoint you when we fail to be the followers that you need. Forgive us when we so easily doubt your call, your presence, and your abiding love. Lift us up from lives of self-pity and self-centeredness, and bring us to you with hearts filled with joy, praising you for the opportunities to witness to your love and our service to your people. Help us and restore us, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Hear the word of grace. For freedom, Christ has set you free. You are set free, sisters and brothers, to love your neighbor as yourself. Thanks to God for the spirit of freedom and grace that leads and guides us into life. Amen. At this time, I invite the children to come forward. And I also invite anyone who is young at heart and able to get back up off the floor once you sit down there. You are welcome to come forward as well.
Frona, get up here, Frona.
Good morning, friends. Come sit down here with me. To get back up, too.
So right now, Ever is setting up on the floor candles of different colors that correspond to the four directions, or the four different colors, or the four elements. And so he's got white, black, yellow, and red candles, and then green and blue in the middle, which represents the coming together of all those colors. And he'll explain a little bit more about what he's doing.
Buenos días. Tengo el agrado de compartir, antes de empezar la actividad, el significado de las candelas.
So he's inviting you to participate in what we're doing here.
Según el Popol Vuh de la literatura maya, existieron dos gemelos, uno es llamado Unapu y uno es Palanque.
So I would like to tell you a story. It's our creation story in our Mayan Bible called the Popol Vuh, and it will first start by telling you about two twins.
Y ellos peleaban contra las fuerzas del mal que provenían de Xibalbá.
So these twins, they lived and existed in the underworld, and they had to fight against lots of dark forces in their world.
Cuando ellos ganaron todas las batallas, estos señores les regalaron el maíz a los gemelos, y los gemelos se lo regalaron a su abuela Xmucané.
So as they fought these battles, after they succeeded in fighting off the dark forces, they were given by their ancestors the first grains of corn. And they took those grains of corn and they gave them to the first spiritual grandmother of the Mayan people.
Entonces, la abuela creó los cuatro muñequitos que representan los colores, el maíz blanco, maíz amarillo, maíz rojo y maíz negro. Entonces creó estas cuatro personas y las mandó según sus puntos cardinales.
And this grandmother, she took those grains of corn and she planted them. And when they grew up, she harvested those grains of corn, she cooked them, and then she took them to her grinding stone, and she ground the cooked corn into masa, and she shaped them into people. Those are the first humans. And once they were shaped, She sent those people to live in the four directions of the world. So she sent people to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. And that represents the four colors of humans. And it also represents the four colors of corn, which are very sacred to the Mayan tradition. So the white corn, the black corn, the yellow corn, and the red corn.
Gracias por escuchar. Y pues ahorita vamos a saludar a los cuatro puntos cardinales.
So thank you for listening to my story, and right now we are going to give thanks to those four directions, the four energies, the four colors of corn, and the four colors of people.
Entonces vamos a ponernos de pie y vamos a saludar al.
So if everybody could stand up, please, those of you who are able, if not, that's fine. Entonces, and we are going to, very traditionally in Guatemala, before an event is started, they will call in the energies, the elements of the four different directions. So that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to start by facing the east, where the sun rises. That represents the color red, the element of fire, sun, vision, and new beginnings.
Podemos orar según nuestro corazón dicte.
Tal vez lo hacen aquí, solo un pequeño como y después.
Maltiash Nukau, Maltiash Uleo, te agradecemos, Señor, por este día, por el aire, por el día que nos has regalado.
So we thank God for this day. So now we're going to turn to the east. Sorry, the west. Sorry.
Gracias, Señor, por el aire, por la comida, por este día hermoso que nos has regalado.
Thank you for this day, for our food, for the air. We thank you for this day. As we face west, that represents darkness. It represents the moon. It represents teacher and the element of water. So now we'll turn to face qué dirección. Sorry, we don't know our directions very well here, but we're trying to figure it out. So we will turn to face north.
Gracias, Señor, por este día hermoso que nos has regalado. Bendice a todas estas personas que nos han apoyado con todo corazón.
So we thank you, Creator, for this day, for all the people that have helped us on this special day. And the north represents white. It represents the sky, the element of air, or the wind, and it represents the place we go to rest, or death. Now we'll turn to face south.
Gracias, Señor, por este día hermoso que nos has regalado. Ayúdanos a regresar en paz y con amor con todas las personas que nos rodean.
So we thank you, Creator, for this day. And we ask that we live in peace and harmony with all people of the world. And the south represents the color yellow, the earth elements, and represents our seeds, which give us life.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you. So stay here, little children, please.
Queremos compartir lo que nosotros hacemos en Guatemala de acuerdo a nuestra cultura maya. Es la bendición de los niños después de los 40 días.
So we would like to share with you a blessing that we do for children in Guatemala as part of our traditions, and we usually do this 40 days after a child is born.
Este es un día muy especial y muy importante en nuestra cultura.
This is a very special day for us in our culture.
Este es para pedir la vida de los niños, el crecimiento de los niños, para protegerlo en todos las energías malas y también para que ellos crezcan en un ambiente muy agradable.
So this is a day where we ask that our children are strong, that they're protected from any negative things in their life, and that they grow to be strong.
El día que nosotros hacemos la bendición es en el el ajau aj, que es la energía de para proteger a los niños.
So in our calendar, we have special days to do different things because each day has a different energy. And we choose to do this blessing on the day Ach, which represents the day of the children, and it's a special day to ask for protection for children.
Ach es una planta muy, es una planta nativa en nuestra cultura que es muy importante, que es muy fuerte, que no es frágil. Esto representa la vida de los niños porque ellos tienen que ser muy fuertes.
And the day Ach represents a special plant that we have in our culture, and it's a plant that's very strong, that doesn't break easily. And so we choose to use that to represent the children and the strength that they have within them.
Y también representa a nuestros ancestros cuando Hunahpu y Ixbalanque, que ellos sembraron en la casa de sus abuelas Ixmucané, que para que ellos cuando iban de viaje, la planta Aj estaba, si tiene vida, entonces la abuela sabía de que ellos estaban vivos todavía.
So the plant, we always plant that plant in our house for the children, and we know that when they go far away, we watch that plant, and if the plant is strong, then we know that the children are strong wherever they are in their journeys.
Y entonces Aj es la que representa la victoria de la vida, es la que protege de los males que hay en el camino para que los niños y niñas puedan vivir bien.
And so that tree that I'm talking about, that's what really protects children as they walk their path in their life.
Y entonces en la bendición quiero que también si están aquí los papás pueden venir y digamos con sus niños para pasarle la candela en los 13
so
articulaciones.
One of the parents of each of these children could come up here. We're just going to pass a candle over the 13 joints of the child.
Porque los padres son los más importantes para proteger a los niños. Son ellos son los que tienen que guiar y estar en un ambiente muy bonito y muy agradable, y que los niños son muy especiales para nosotros.
Because it's very important as parents, your job is to really guide these children and to teach them to be strong. And so here in this blessing, that is what you're doing. You're helping to guide them, to bless them, to be strong in their lives.
Y entonces, ahorita queremos pasar en los 13 articulaciones de los niños, que las articulaciones son los movimientos que necesitamos en la vida. Los 13 son los que nos lleva a donde nosotros queremos ir. Entonces, igual los niños deben de estar protegidos estas los 13 articulaciones para que ellos puedan moverse, jugar y donde ellos quieren irse.
Okay, so she's going to show you how to take your candle, huh? And you're going to pass it over the certain points that she's showing you. I think she's going to use Everett as the example. And this is to give them strength. So this is the first place we'll put the candle on the back of their neck to bless them. The second is the top of their shoulder. The third is the other shoulder. Their elbow. Their other elbow. Their wrist. Their other wrist. Their hip. Their hip, the back of their knee, and their ankles.
Y cada uno de nosotros, de los mamás, pueden besar, los niños pueden besar la candela y agarrar la candela, que es la energía de los niños, y que eso es muy importante para cada uno de ustedes.
So you can take your candle home, and this candle is very important because it has the energy of your child in it. So you can put that candle in a special place, yeah, for your child.
Puedes proteger. Entonces, ahorita Damaris quiere compartir un poema que es muy importante también, que lo que es lo que nos representa de nuestros abuelos y abuelas que ya no están aquí con nosotros y que están en una mejor vida.
So to end this, we would like to read you a poem that brings also the memory of our ancestors that have come before us, because they're also part of this special blessing.
El poema empieza así. Yo que vengo del agua con mis ancestros acuáticos.
I, who come from the water with my aquatic ancestors.
Yo que guardo en mi cerebro los ancestros de mis cerebros.
I, who keep in my mind my ancestors' minds.
Yo que desde la concepción repito el proceso evolutivo.
And I, who since my conception repeats this evolutionary process every day.
Yo que soy de una especie más entre las especies.
I am just one other species among many other species.
Yo que en cada una de mis células llevo la historia del universo.
I carry the story of the universe in each one of my cells.
Quiero ser iluminoso como el sol.
I want to be luminous like the sun.
Quiero ser transparente como el aire.
I want to be transparent like the air.
Quiero ser fluido, disolvente y humilde como el agua.
I want to be fluid like the water.
Que ocupa los lugares más humildes.
That occupies the most humble places.
Y desde ahí promueva la existencia de la vida.
And from there promotes the existence of all life.
Quiero ser generoso y fuerte como el suelo.
I want to be generous and strong like the soil.
Que a los golpes y las heridas responden con flores y frutos.
Who receives injury but responds, giving us flowers and fruits.
Quiero ser fuerte y generoso como los árboles.
I want to be strong and flexible like the trees.
Fuerte y flexible como el bambú.
Strong and generous like the bamboo.
La vida es corta.
Life is short.
La quiero tan perfecta como la de las flores y las mariposas de la tierra.
I want it to be so perfect like the flowers and the butterflies.
Seré poderoso como el jaguar y colectivo como las hormigas.
I want to be powerful like the jaguars and work collectively like the ants.
Para defender el agua, el bosque, el suelo, la red de la vida.
So that I can defend the water, the forest, the earth, and all the cycles of life.
Y nuestra libertad, nuestra justicia, nuestra alegría y nuestros satisfactores. Gracias.
And so that I can defend our freedom, our justice, our happiness, and all of our blessings. Thank you. Amen.
Psalm 77. Once again I'll go over what God has done. Lay out on the table the ancient wonders. I'll ponder the things that you've accomplished and give a long, loving look at your acts. O God, your way is holy. No God is great like God. You are the God who makes things happen. You showed everyone what you can do. You pulled your people out of the worst kind of trouble. Rescue the children of Jacob and Joseph. Ocean saw you in action. God saw you and trembled with fear. Deep ocean was scared to death. Clouds belched buckets of rain. Sky exploded with thunder. Your arrows flashing this way and that. From a whirlwind came your thundering voice. Lightning exposed the world. Earth reeled and rocked. You strode right through ocean. Walked straight through a roaring ocean, but nobody saw you come or go. And in the hands of Moses and Aaron, you led your people like a flock of sheep.
And our second reading of the word this morning comes from the book of Galatians. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom. Brothers and sisters, do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence. But through love, become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I'm warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another. It is good to be back with you after 2 weeks of study at Colgate Rochester Crozier Divinity School. These weeks have not been easy in the life of our GPC community or in our nation. I am so grateful for the presence of our friends from Guatemala this morning and their offering blessings for our children. We need a lot more concrete actions of love in this world, because God knows we've seen enough hatred toward people for the color of their skin, hatred toward people because they are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, hatred toward people because of where they were born or the religion that they practiced.
Last Sunday, as I was reading the newspaper, because apparently that's what people do when they don't go to church, is read the newspaper. And the USA Today ran an article with the headline, "Is there a psychology of hate that we need to understand better?" I appreciated the author's willingness to wrestle with the complexity of this question rather than relying on glib and overly simplistic answers. The author went on to observe that the inevitable debate that followed the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando has devolved into a search for blame, stirring up a poisonous goulash of arguments over partisan politics, mental illness, gun control, Islamic bigotry and terrorism. But at the core of it all, hate. Theologian and author Jim Wallace reminds us that we all have choices to make about hate, that we can see the dangers of hate overwhelming our lives and all the pain and destruction that it causes in the world. But we must decide to deal with the anger, which can lead to the hatred that we allow to grow and fester within us. Because letting it linger can slowly erode and undermine our moral integrity and choices. Now let me say, this is heavy stuff. And I know a lot of us want to come to church to escape from the problems of the world. And to an extent, that happens. We can come here and be reminded of something greater, more powerful than our day-to-day concerns. And we can gain strength and renewal and the power of community as we gather here together. But we also bring all of who we are to worship. And we can't help but bring our concerns with us. And for a lot of us, what happened in Orlando, what happened in Charleston a year ago, these weigh heavy on our hearts and our minds. And if our faith cannot address our deepest concerns and struggles, what good is it really? And it is in this context that most of Paul's letters to the early churches were written. Various faith communities struggling with disagreements on how to respond to each other and the world, being all of who they are. So Paul highlights this morning to the church in Galatia what the choices of hatred can lead to. He has a different term for them. He calls them works of the flesh. The terminology itself has been a bit of a struggle for us when we pit our human fleshiness against a holy spirit-like soul. It would suggest that this passage is all about our being bound to an individualized internal struggle for purity. But we are not bound. In fact, quite the opposite. For freedom, Christ has set us free. More than a simple declaration of faith or gospel claim, which it is both, but it is our calling as followers of Christ to embody, to enflesh, to live out and choose that freedom. And freedom is a feature of our relationship with Jesus Christ, and therefore becomes a feature of our other relationships. We are called to freedom, called to reveal Christ's freedom in our lives and in our everyday actions. But what does choosing this Christian freedom look like in relationship?
It looks like relationships shaped by love of neighbor. And Paul is arguing unequivocally that freedom is for love. Freedom allows us to love. It empowers us to love. And discerning what God has done for each of us in Christ shapes the way we love our neighbors in response. And in loving our neighbors, we grow to better understand what God has done for us. So the harsh debates and the infighting among the Christians in Galatia were outward and visible signs of an ongoing enslavement, signs that they had not fully embraced their freedom. Practicing faith with zeal, which gives rise to anger and malice and divisiveness, ceases to be faithful. It ceases to be life-giving. And Paul calls the Galatians to faith, working through love. So how does that happen? What do choices look like when we are free to love? It looks like a community of faith, overcoming very long distances, language, and cultural barriers to build friendships, to share blessings with one another, to show that the world isn't so big after all when we are brought together in love. It also looks like a church being willing to not only say that they are welcoming and inclusive of all people, it looks like being willing to recognize the role that religion has played in preaching a gospel of hate against LGBT persons, or worse yet, remains silent in the face of such hate. After the shooting in Orlando, persons and communities who were free to love included the countless number of Muslims who, during their month of fasting called Ramadan, lined up outside of blood banks, sometimes waiting 5 to 7 hours with not having eaten all day to donate blood because their faith calls upon them to practice peace. And one Muslim man wrote on his Facebook page that together we will stand against hate, terrorism, extremism, and racism. Our blood all looks the same. So get out there and donate, because our fellow American citizens are injured and need it. Friends, we are all free to love. What will that look like for you today? What will that look like for you in the upcoming weeks and months, in your own communities here, in this church community, in your families, in the communities of neighbors that you have built? Because we are not bound to the choices of hate surrounding us in this world. In Christ, we are free to love. This is our faith. This is our choice. May it be so for you and for me. Amen. As I said in the sermon, we come bringing all of who we are into this place, into this time of worship, and we come to share our prayers of joy and our prayers of concern. If you have one you'd like to share aloud, your hand can go up and usher will bring a microphone.
Dan Charcola, I'm asking for prayers for the Barrett family of Chilai, Tom Barrett, who is a dear friend, a great teammate, and a better human being, passed away Monday after a battle with cancer.
Prayers for the Barrett family.
My brother died this on Wednesday. He was 97 years old, and so his doctor said he came back from being a heart attack, and he said he'll live 6 more months. But the doctor's wrong. He lived 2 days. So he was a reverend. He was a minister in Methodist Church for many years. Thank you.
Prayers, Wendell, for you and your family.
This is Hannah Walker. I don't have nothing so sad. John and I have been married 56 years yesterday.
That's a prayer of joy. Amen. Amen.
Again, I would just like to thank everybody that has supported this visit from our Guatemalan friends. Especially, I want to thank Allison Gilday, Bev and Tiffany Switzer, Ann DeMars, my wife Irene, Caroline Strawbridge. There's so many people, I can't list them all, but they've put in such a dedicated effort to making this all work, and it's a little bit more complicated than we would think, but it's going beautifully. And thank you so much for every one of you for all of your help and support.
I would also call your attention to the back page of the bulletin. Go ahead. No, go ahead. You're good.
I just would also like to ask for a prayer for one of the women that works with us in Guatemala, Maria Elena Ishpata, and she has breast cancer and she's going through chemotherapy. She's an amazing leader in the community, so I'd like to pray for her as well.
Prayers for Maria. And on the back page of your bulletin, we always list names of folks that we are offering ongoing prayers for, but it's a long list today. So we continue to pray for Barb Wallance and her entire family, and with Bill's death and whose life was celebrated here yesterday. Prayers for Judy Klukowski, who had a brain tumor removed 2 weeks ago. Prayers for her ongoing healing. Prayers for Pearl Plummer and Dick Henderson. Also prayers for Kelly and Matt Cox in the death of their baby. So we also pray for Debbie Dennis and the entire family. Let us join together in prayer. Inspiring God, giver of words, you speak and chaos is transformed into the starry skies of night. You whisper and the wind leaps to caress our cheeks on a summer evening. You smile, and all creation rejoices in delight. Jesus Christ, uncomfortable word, you stand with society's cast-offs outside the halls of respectability, and you break bread with sinners and give them seats of honor at your table. You walked the darkened hallways of death, comforting those who are taking their last steps, and you call to us all, saying, "Follow me." Holy Spirit, by your touch, our anger can be dissolved into gentleness. By your presence, our enemies can become lifelong friends. By your joy, our envious spirits can become generous hearts. God in community, holy in one, set us free to be your servants, even as we pray as the prayer Jesus taught us to pray together, saying, "Our Father, Lord of heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. With joy and thanksgiving, let us bring our offerings together to worship God.
Receive our humble offerings, O Lord, for your work in the world. Bless those who give, those who send, and those who receive these gifts. May our offerings sow seeds of hope and bear the fruit of love wherever they are sown. Amen.
Friends, there is cake and air conditioning down the hall, so please join our guests down for a little more learning and also fellowship time. I also realize the sermon I gave today may have stirred a number of emotions within you. I'm here all week. Please just drop an email or a phone call, and I'd be happy to sit and talk with you more this week. But friends, go. Go with the love of God that is greater than any amount of hate in this world. For Jesus Christ died and rose again to save us all. Go with the Holy Spirit, giving us the courage to get up each and every day and choose love once more. Alleluia. Amen.